I now want to move on to some more in-depth training. Firstly, I want to play you a small soundtrack that will help you to sharpen your hearing. It is amateur radio operators talking on the air. I use this tape in every class because the varying tonality of radio signals and the fluctuating clarity with signals fading in and out is very similar to the sounds of a verse speech. Being an amateur radio operator myself for almost 20 years, I firmly believe that my years spent listening to faint signals on the air significantly enhanced my abilities to hear speech reversals. The following soundtrack is played forwards. I want you to transcribe the track in its entirety. Listen to it as many times as necessary for you to understand everything that was said. Here it is. Here's another soundtrack that will challenge your hearing. It will also give you some practice with your reversing machine. I made this soundtrack in my studio. It is a compilation of many different messages dumped on forwards, backwards, high speed and slow speed. You will have to rapidly adjust your reversing machine controls to get all the messages. Here it is.
Okay, no problem.
to do that. That soundtrack is much more fun backwards than it is forwards. So feel free to go back, have fun with your reversing machine, and find all those hidden messages. Now, to continue your training with the reversing machine, I'm going to play you selected portions of Anita Hill's testimony in the Clarence Thomas Senate confirmation hearings. If you will recall, Anita Hill claimed that Judge Clarence Thomas, who had then been nominated to the Supreme Court, had sexually harassed her while she was working for him. As you listen to this track, you will hear several beeps. These beeps indicate that a speech reversal has just occurred. As soon as you hear the beep, immediately reverse your reversing machine and see if you can hear the reversal that immediately follows. Here we go.
I thought he respected my work and that he trusted my judgment. After approximately 3 months of working there, he asked me to go out socially with him. I declined the invitation to go out socially with him and explained to him that I thought it would jeopardize at the time I considered to be a very good working relationship. I had a normal social life with other men outside of the office. My working relationship became even more strained when Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex. His conversations were very vivid. He spoke about acts that he had seen in pornographic films involving such matters as women having sex with animals and films showing group sex or rape scenes. On several occasions, Thomas told me graphically of his own sexual prowess. Because I was extremely uncomfortable talking about sex with him at all, and particularly in such a graphic way, I told him that I did not want to talk about these subjects. I remember his saying that someday I would have to tell him the real reason that I wouldn't go out with him. On other occasions, he referred to the size of his own penis as being larger than normal, and he also spoke on some occasions of the pleasures he had given to women with oral sex. Finally, he made a comment that I will vividly remember. He said that if I ever told anyone of his behavior, that it would ruin his career. This was not an apology, nor was it an explanation. That was his last remark about the possibility of our going out or reference to his behavior.
I will now play that entire soundtrack backwards, and this time the reversals occur immediately after the beep.
I'm conversation with him and his homework. About that name or that number. Now we'll show up around here. I have.
I'm now going to take a look at all those reversals individually and assign them with reversal validity factors. In the manual that accompanies these tapes, you will see a listing of reversal checkpoints that we covered earlier in this tape series. Next to the checkpoints is a listing of validity factors. Using the checkpoints as a guide, validity factors are used to indicate the relative clarity and phonetic structure of each reversal on a scale of 1 to 5. With 5 being the clearest. Not all reversals meet all checkpoints. This doesn't necessarily mean that it is not a genuine speech reversal. It simply means that it has reduced validity. All reversals documented in transcript form must be given a validity factor. Listen carefully now as I assign validity factors to all those reversals. Here is the first reversal. It says, give them the stuff. This is a validity 4. Checkpoint 4, spacing between the words, is just a little imprecise, hence the lower validity. The words run together just a touch. Here it is. The next reversal says, I feel your source loud. It is a validity 4. The tonality is not perfect. The next reversal says, this is shallow, we both know. It is a validity 3. The tonality is not perfect and some words are running together, particularly this is. Here we go. The next reversal says, helps no one to be naked. It is a validity 2. Very unclear. The tonality is wrong, some of the words run together, and some of the vowel sounds are imprecise. Here it is.
Helps no one to be naked. Helps no one to be naked.
The next reversal says, have sex with it. It is a validity 4. The beat or tempo is imprecise. The next reversal says, they let me rave. It is a validity 4. The spacings between the words are just a little bit too short.
They make me rave. They make me rave.
They make me rave.
The next reversal says, I feel cursed, I've been careful. It is a validity 2. The tonality is wrong and the beat is wrong and some of the words run together. The next reversal is very imprecise and almost should not be documented. It is a validity 1, maybe a 2. The tonality is totally wrong. It almost sounds like gibberish. Reversal says, I will fuck, no one can doubt it.
I will fuck, no one can doubt it.
The next reversal says, my heart is black. It is a validity 3, possibly a 4. The tonality is wrong, and some of the words are running together.
My heart is black. My heart is black.
The next reversal simply says, asshole. It is a validity 5.
Asshole.
The next reversal says, the shame of standard is the wound. It is a V2. The tonality is wrong, the words are running together, plus some other idiosyncrasies. Here it is. And the final reversal says, why no loving? It is a V3. It's actually quite clear, but the word why is very imprecise, which is why the validity has been dropped right down. Here it is. I wonder how many of you heard all, or even some, of those reversals before I isolated them for you. It's a lot easier to hear reversals isolated from the gibberish. Pulling them out of the gibberish is what takes the real skill. And this skill takes time to develop, so please do not get discouraged if you are having poor results thus far. It is a gradual learning curve. Just keep on listening and practicing. Go back and listen to the Anita Hill track again. Notice how the reversals flow in and out of the gibberish. You can hear a definite tonal shift as reversal comes in and goes out. Even though the tonal makeup of the reversal itself may not be as smooth or melodious as it could be, the reversal will nearly always shift the tone significantly from its surrounding gibberish. I'll now play you a series of reversals leaving the gibberish in either side. Notice the tonal shift. Have the reversal checkpoints in front of you and assign validity factors to them. I'll play the reversal twice, tell you the interpretation and validity, and then play it again. Reversal is a V2, and it says, I can see your fondling. And here's another reversal. It's a particularly long one. Now this reversal is a V4, although it is somewhat embedded into the gibberish. It says, use the ambulance, she's not going to live. Here is another reversal. Now this reversal is a V3, possibly a V4. It says, I'm so full of shit. And here's another reversal. Now this is a validity 5 reversal, and it says, reversals make sense.
Yes.
I wonder if you agree with the last statement. I think reversals make a lot of sense. Please turn over to side two of this tape.